Without the standards of the Enlightenment, we're in a Nietzschean world where power decides important questions rather than reason. This is exactly how the left appears to want it. One last point about diversity. Because liberals have what Thomas Sowell calls an unconstrained vision, they assume everyone sees things through the same categorical prism. So once again, as with the left's invention of social Darwinism, liberals assume their ideological opposites take the bad view to their good. If liberals assume blacks or women or gays are inherently good, conservatives must think these same groups are inherently bad. This is not to say that there are no racist conservatives, but at the philosophical level, liberalism is battling a straw man. This is why liberals must constantly assert that conservatives use code words, because there's nothing obviously racist about conservatism per se. Indeed, the constant manipulation of the language to keep conservatives and other non-liberals on the defensive is a necessary tactic for liberal politics. The Washington, D.C. bureaucrat who was fired for using the word niggardly correctly in a sentence is a case in point. The ground must be constantly shifted to maintain a climate of grievance. Fascists famously rule by terror. Political correctness isn't literally terroristic, but it does govern through fear. No serious person can deny that the grievance politics of the American left keeps decent people in a constant state of fright. They're afraid to say the wrong word, utter the wrong thought, offend the wrong constituency. If we maintain our understanding of political conservatism as the heir of classical liberal individualism, it is almost impossible for a fair-minded person to call it racist. And yet, according to liberals, race neutrality is itself racist. It harkens back to the social Darwinism of the past, we are told, because it relegates minorities to a savage struggle for the survival of the fittest. There are only three basic positions. There is the racism of the left, which seeks to use the state to help favored minorities that it regards as morally superior. There is racial neutrality, which is or has become the conservative position. And then there is some form of classical racism, that is, seeing blacks as inferior in some way. According to the left, only one of these positions isn't racist. Race neutrality is racist. Racism is racist. So what's left? Nothing except liberalism. In other words, agree with liberals and you're not racist. Of course, if you adopt color blindness as a policy, many fair-minded liberals will tell you that while you're not personally racist, your views perpetuate racism. And some liberals will stand by the fascist motto, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Either way, there are no safe harbors from liberal ideology. Hence, when it comes to race, liberalism has become a kind of soft totalitarianism, and multiculturalism the mechanism for a liberal Gleichschaltung. If you fall outside the liberal consensus, you are either evil or an abettor of evil. This is the logic of the Volksgemeinschaft in politically correct jargon. Now, of course, you're not going to get a visit from the Gestapo if you see the world differently. If you don't think the good kind of diversity is skin deep, or that the only legitimate community is the one where we're all in it together, you won't be dragged off to re-education camp. But you very well may be sent off to counseling or sensitivity training.